I was in the Hunter. I was in the Valley. It got pretty wet out there. We got relatively lucky with the rain because I was staying at the Glen Eden Estate there doing a little staycation.
Oh, hello.
It was delicious.
Building your own fire.
We're in a log cabin. I did post a photo of the fire. And, you know, I was like, Morgan, this is a good chance to see who thinks we'd survive in the wilderness longer again. Everyone said she'd built the fire.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for the duck man.
I'll have you know, though, if you stay at Glen Eden Estate, you don't need to build the fire. They build it for you. So we came back from our wine tours all day and there was the fire.
Is that really what got you over the line? Like, should we book here or somewhere else? They'll build the fire. Yeah. I'll go there.
Can I photo
him? You're not doing yourself any favours as far as putting out the word that you might be good in the wilderness.
He's too
Somebody
open.
Built a fire
He's too
for
open
me.
And honest, isn't he?
Even when I was there the first night, he was building it in front of me. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? Thanks
can
for building
I
fire.
Get your beer? Or...
Morgy, can you get me some more bubbles, please?
But we did do wine tours on the Saturday. And one of the strangest things happened to us on the wine tour. Done a few wine tours. I love the Valley. Done plenty of wine tour. Normally when you do it, because you want to drink, you get a driver. So you pay a transport company and they
of
drive
course.
You around, you know. And usually they just drop you to your place. Here you go. You go in, you do your wine tour. The people, whatever vineyard you're going to, take care of you, give you your tastings. You get back in your car, they take you to your next place.
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's how it works. We had three vineyards and a lunch, okay? Mm-hmm. So we had a lot going on, you know. Getting pretty boozed. We get out of the car to the first place, to the first vineyard we went, and the driver was, you know, he was Fred. He was a lovely elderly dude. I'm gonna say he could have even been in his 70s.
Okay.
He grew up in the Valley. He knew everything about wine. He'd done it before. He used to be the people who'd run the tours and all that sort of gear. He said he was just sort of getting back into it, and this is his first time working for this specific company. I was like, okay. Cool, okay. We go in. We're sitting at a four-person table because there's four of us. My wife made another couple.
Oh, no.
And he just stands there. Just stands over the table.
So he walked in with you?
Walked in, sat down, looked around. He starts talking to us. Then the lady comes over who's running the wine tour for that specific vineyard and is like, here's this first wine, duh. And then he starts, when she leaves, he'd come in and start telling us about the wines.
What?
Did he ask for a glass himself?
No, but he starts talking about like, oh, and this and then what do you reckon that? It's a bit sweeter. And then he'd stand back and linger back and just watch us.
And then... He was knowledgeable about the wines? Like he knew what he was talking about?
Yeah, he knew what he was talking about wine in general. And
could
about
he
the
be more knowledgeable
the
than the woman who's just poured the wine? No, I would argue not.
Who possibly stomped the grapes.
Who possibly stomped
It was the strangest thing.
And stomped the grapes herself.
It was the strangest. And we're like, I don't want to be rude, but you're sort of like, okay. And he sort of lingered. And then halfway through this first tasting, I could see he got the picture and he left and went outside and didn't say anything. And we're all like, what was that? That
just
was
walked
weird.
Away.
We get back in the car. He takes us to the next place. I'm thinking he knows the vibe now. He knows that he can just drive and we just chat to him.
We need a driver, not a guide.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He then takes us into the next place, does the same thing, sits down, pulls up a chair next to me. And he sits next to me. And I'm like, what is going on?
I'll need a glass, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. And then the people ask, like, do you want a glass? Like, who's this guy? Who's this dad that's bringing you in? Like,
yeah, you've booked for four.
What is going on? And so I like turned to him and I was sort of like, oh, you know, what's going on? What's your history? And he told me essentially that back in his day when he used to do all this stuff, that it was all about the wining and the dining of everyone. So he would do the full service, pick him up, take him in, talk to him.
So the people at the actual vineyard just poured?
I guess. Or he would be in conjunction with vineyards and do that. But like he hadn't done this company for a while. It was sort of like a last minute fill in. Oh. And so obviously he's...
How do you tell grandpa to go wait in the car?
Exactly.
That's so mean.
He was such a nice old dude.
And like, he just wanted a day out with the young ones.
So I started trying to position it like, okay, look, mate, we're not used to this. Like what? Like, mate, your knowledge is great. But then what happened is he started to try and one up the guy who was serving. So that guy would say something and then he'd go, oh, he's wrong about that. These grabs, right? You should try that one and that one. Don't do that one. And I was like, we try this one and this one? Like, I don't care. You know, and then I could tell the guy was getting uncomfortable who was serving us. And there was this like power struggle
going
on. It'd
be like
on.
A territory. Yeah. Battle for the territory.
Then he went to the next winery. He pulled up a chair again, sat at the end. And literally the people who were running like the wine tours of that vineyard are like, who is this guy? And we'd all look at him. He'd just stare at us. And I was like, that's Fred.
He's our companion for the day.
Yeah, I don't know what. He's dad, but he's not dad. Anyway, then we went to lunch.
The guy's
lunch.
Worked up quite the appetite, I can imagine. He's worked, you know,
And the rapport.
Triply as hard as anyone
but you think it's a nice, it was like a fancy four-person lunch, four people. He walks in, he's like, oh, I wonder where you guys will be sitting. There's four seats out there. We could take, and I was like, yes, Fred, four seats, not five, there's four. We go, we sit down at the lunch.
No.
He stands over us, Like,
what do you mean?
Doesn't even sit, just stands and lingers.
Did you offer? At what point would you like pull up a chair, Fred?
Part of me felt like it was like I was a celebrity and had a security guard, but my security guard wouldn't be able to fight anyone off. He'd have a heart attack when he got up.
Please stop fighting, please.
It was like that.
Come taste this wine over here. I'm very knowledgeable.
You selected the wrong meat.
We had a shadow. It was like that. It was like a security guard or something. And so we were sitting at this lunch, and he was like, you know, not far, a meter, half a meter from us. And it's just uncomfortable when someone else is watching in on you. And we went to the lunch. So I actually had to say to him, I had to get up and go, hey, mate.
Did you tell Grandpa to go back to the car?
I had to.
Darko.
I'm not sitting.
You're going to hell.
I'm not sitting at a
lunch. You can't tell Grandpa.
Well, actually, okay, so I made my mate do it.
You crack a window and leave a water dish, at least.
I made
my mate do it. I was like, man, someone's going to do it. I was like, you should just do it. And he's like, what? Why do I have to do it? He goes through. He's like, hey, we just...
How did he not hear you whispering about who's going to do it? He was standing that close.
So wild. We had to say to him, like, oh, we're really sorry. Like, we just want to have this sort of private lunch. We can meet you in the car, though. And he's like, oh, yep, okay. I'll be back in an hour. Walks off. An hour comes by. He comes back and checks on us. We're not finished our lunch yet.
Oh, my God.
How are you guys going? And was like, oh, mate, we've still got a bit to go. Okay, I'll come get you again in half an hour. Comes back half an hour later, gets us again.
How do you say, like... Give me your number. I'll call you or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt really... It was such an uncomfortable situation. I felt too embarrassed to do it.
That's someone's grandpa and you were mean to him.
I know. I was very nice. I chatted to him on the vineyards. I asked him about his life story. He met his wife at one of the tours.
Well, Fred's gone going like, this guy loves me. I'm contributing to that.
I think what Fred wanted was good tips. I think that's where Fred was after. Surely it was a tip, right? Like, good tips. I'll give you the service.
Did you give him money at the end?
I mean, who carries cash?
Oh, God.
You know what
I
mean?
Do you have pay pass, Fred? I'll tip you a fiver, but I've got to tap and go.
He walked us to the door of our house when he dropped us back home to the log cabin.
Did he want to come in for a cup of tea? Did you want him a cup of tea?
I was getting concerned.